A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard from the true and living God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Perhaps some of you may
still remember that next to Easter, this is the 16th. Remember the song, the 12 days of Christmas? This week used to be celebrated on the 12th day of Christmas, which is on January 6th, thank you, Bill. I don't know that you hear that. a lot of people are not able to attend Mass on that day, so they transfer the peace to the nearest Sunday, which is like today, in this case. That said, it used to be a big feast. It used to be the most opportune time next to Easter to have your babies baptized. Now we have lost the significance. And because of that, a lot of people would ask their houses to be blessed on this day, because the blessing of the house is an extension of our baptism, actually, the sacrament. And during that day, the priest used to put the sign in the houses that they blessed with the initials CBM, Christus Benedicat Mansionem, may Christ bless this house, CBM. And based on that, some people, because of this association of the Feast of the Epiphany to the Magi, have you heard about the Magi? The Gospel that we have read? Some people thought, oh, what's this CBM? They associated this with the names of the three kings, or Magi. So, down this century, we thought that the Magi, there were three, because they offered three gifts. Those, frankincense, and I can't pronounce that.
Myrrh.
There you go. So there must be three kings. And their names is CBM. Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior. There you go. That's his name. That's just a theory. Don't quote me on that, okay? The Epiphany means the manifestation of our Lord. And our Lord revealed himself as a Savior, not just to the Jews, but to all nations. It means to say, even to the non-Jews, to the whole world. He is the Savior of all people. On the next day, the king, Magi, three kings, whatever you call them, they came to represent all the nations, bringing their gifts. If you pay close attention to our first reading, thank you, Mike, tells us that caravans of camels. So that's why the kings are riding camels there. The things that you see there. And they are representations of kings coming from different nations. In fact, there's a tradition that one of the kings, I think it's Melchior, is a colored, dark-skinned king. I hope this one is brown. It is wrong. Anyway, I'm not focused this morning. Today's gospel tells us that story about the Magi, wise men from the east, who went looking for Jesus, the newborn king of Israel. As I said, in our Catholic tradition, we even give the name. We in that physical cathedral in Cologne, in Germany, traditionally, they claim that they have the place that where the three kings are buried. Do you guys love that beautiful cathedral in Cologne? That's where the three kings are buried. If you're wondering where they are, they're there. I cannot attest to the truth of that tradition too. But in our tradition, Catholic tradition, we call them kings. In fact, our entrance pen today, I heard Bill saying, we three kings, right? Three kings. And it used to be, we used to call this Feast of the Epiphany as the Feast of the Three Kings. Remember that? Yeah. But the Anglicans, back then, they just call them Magi, because plural, from the word magus, singular, plural is Magi. That's not because that's exactly how Matthew refers to them, but because the word Magi is non-gender specific. Non-gender specific. I like that word. You know, most of us must have, or some of us must have received that email about the Magi. You know, according to Anglican, for all you know, there is no mention that they were males, they were men. They could have been females. You see, if they were females, according to this email, they won't get lost because they would have asked for directions. And if they were women, they would have brought gifts that would have made sense. You know, blankets perhaps, right? Right? Gold, frankincense, mirrors. What's that? By the way, non-gender specific. But you see, for me, I think they were more like ancient astrologers, because they were well versed in the interpretation of heavenly signs. One day they saw in the star, in the sky, the rising of a new star. If you look south today, you'll see a star, big star. I'm not one who knows the star, but even in the old days, when they see something new in the sky, but then it's a portent of something big which is about to happen. In this case, the nature saw that this card is announcing the birth of the king of the Jews, the king of kings. And so they decided to set out on a journey and worship the king of kings who was supposed to be born. Strikes me in this story that this Magi had this trouble. And this makes their story our story too. They had to travel a lot in order to see the newborn king, the Jews. And they had to travel again, going home, following a different route as the day the gospel tells us. Many friends in Christ. Like the Magi in today's gospel, we are all pilgrims and travelers. There is no moment in life where we may believe that we have reached the end of our road. Even if most of us have been transported to this state of glory, and for some of us, they think this is the end of the road for us. No, not yet. Who knows? There is no point in our life where we can say, this is it, I have arrived at the end of my journey. Meeting Jesus requires traveling. It entails a journey. A journey is a deed into ourselves. Unfortunately, some people travel the whole journey of life without ever encountering Jesus, or without even realizing that Jesus has been their constant companion all along the road of life. Notice that the Magi saw a star, and it became for them their guide to the place where Jesus was born. It was an aimless star, but it must have been quite different from all the rest of the stars that they see up in the sky. For the Magi saw something special in that star. And their decision to leave their home must have been stealthily and planned. But deep inside them, they must have felt an urge to follow the star wherever it may lead them. Somehow they have this idea that they were following the sign from God. Somehow they knew that in that place where the star would lead them, a baby would be born. And he is no ordinary baby, for this baby is indeed the King of Kings, the maker of all the stars and of all the heavenly things that they see up in the sky. Believe friends in Christ, we are all pilgrims and travelers. But unlike the Magi, sometimes we do not know our real destination. And so we need a star to guide us along the way. We need a star to guide us along our journey through life. A star that should lead us ultimately to God. We are all pilgrims and travelers. But unlike the Magi, sometimes we do not realize that it is only when we travel together that we shall reach our destination. And that is why we come together every Sunday. Of course, we come face to God in the privacy of our homes. But that's not traveling together. That's worshiping God alone by yourself. The reason why we gather together every Sunday is because we want to worship God as a community. Our journey through life is not always easy. Sometimes the night could be very dark. Sometimes the wind that blows could be freezing cold. And the burdens that we carry, not at all just light. And sometimes, unfortunately, in our journey, the markets crash. And we worry about a lot of things. Sometimes we stumble in our journey, and we even wander away from the road that leads us to God. And yet we should never lose hope. We should always remember that God is our constant companion in our journey through life. Many friends in Christ, as we approach the end of the Christmas season, next Sunday, when you come back, you will no longer see all the decorations that you see here in church, because all of this will be gone. This is the end of the Christmas season. Most of you may have already taken out and your Christmas decorations at home, right? That is supposed to be the end. As we end our Christmas season, our attention is drawn once again to the star of Bethlehem, O little star of Bethlehem. The storm which led the Magi to Jesus. Now as Christians, as followers of Christ, we are all invited to imitate the Magi and follow the star. Come to worship the newborn Savior, offering him the gift of ourselves. As Christians, as followers of Christ, as pilgrims on this journey that we call life, we are all invited to be like the star of Bethlehem, leading others to Christ. May all our words and actions lead others to Jesus. Who is the real star leading us back to the loving arms of our Heavenly Father? Let us now all stand to profess the mercy with the meaning of one thought, the Father, the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth,
in the silence of our own hearts.
guidance of his heart. Hear our prayers and strengthen us so that our lives may be a light to others. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Offerings of their church, not those practices of theirs. sacrifice that proves they symbolize Jesus Christ, the Lord forever and ever. Lord be with you.
And all with you.
Lift up your heart.
We are one in God.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
With your right hand, thank you.
Father, O powerful and ever living God, you do always and everywhere to give you thanks. Today you reveal in Christ your eternal plan of salvation and shows him as the light of all people. Now that his glory has shone among us, he has renewed humanity in his immortal image. Now with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, the saints and ending hymns of your praise. In your mercy, give us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety. as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said here upon me, as it is peace, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Now let us offer one another.
Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
through the new.